this AWE is the only school that I see that you don't ask me to go home and practice, do something, like just go there and learn the lecture and be there and then open mind and just absorb it. But every other school, you have to go home and sit for certain hours, read certain hours, chant certain hours, mantras, memorize and have some object and some do something. And to me, it's a waste of time. But I thought that's the only way, so I've been doing it too. But you're the only one who never asked me to go, she go home and do your homework. I just come into class and enjoy. I don't have to do a thing. At the first year, right? First year.
But the thing with me, I'm very social. I just enjoyed it. That was it.
But the work is triple.
It seems easy for Chi right now as she's speaking with you guys. Like, you guys can feel that she's comfortable talking to you, right? And Dr. Lo. But I could tell that she improved a lot from the first year, from the day one. But she was still confused about what she learned from you, from the academy. You know, she keep asking me, okay, on the one hand, I just listened to the other guy, like the other teacher. He likes me to do this and do that. And then when I listened to Dr. Lo, Dr. Lo totally the opposite.
So confused. Oh my God.
Like, for example, meditation.
Oh,
yeah. Right? Oh, Dr. Lo, no. You know,
no. When I first joined, he said, I will teach you meditation, but not this year, and not next year. finally, he succumbed to it, 5 minutes, 2 minutes meditation. Just breathe in, breathe out. And I like that.
She was frustrated too about the academy, right?
Well, because you don't know.
And just like others, like maybe like Tom or like the young people, she contemplated, oh, should I continue? Should I continue? You know?
Yeah, I went through.
She doesn't really doubt. But now maybe she got to this point. You know, she started to grasp the concept. You know, she feels much more.
I know that. But for me, my personal experience, I knew Catholicism, you know, Catholic, because I was brought up there. And I knew about the Buddhists in the sense of paganism, because my parents practiced that. But when I first joined AWE, he was conducting it in Chinese. I could hardly understand it. But what I liked, whenever he spoke about it, like using English, I enjoyed it in the sense he was using signs that caught my attention. This is why I stayed on. He was using signs to illustrate Buddhism. This, I thought, oh wow, this is the right religion that I want to follow, or you know, the religion, the right teaching. Otherwise, I would have gone up to like this meditation and mantra. Forget it. I would never be able to stay there at all.
So what's really missing though?
A true understanding of Buddhism.